So let's turn our attention to the latest from D.C. and President Biden. He's actually in New Jersey and New York today, surveying the damage from Hurricane Ida. He's expected to speak any minute from Queens, New York. But let's get to our D.C. reporter, Jessica Smith, for a closer look at what we could expect to hear from the president. Jess?
Yeah, Shauna. Well, as the president is touring these places that were hit by the storm, he is getting ready to ask Congress for billions of dollars in federal funding to respond to extreme weather events. Administration officials say that President Biden will ask Congress for $14 billion to help states deal with catastrophic weather events prior to Hurricane Ida. And then he's also asking for at least $10 billion specifically for Ida. Officials say that number might go higher as they get a sense of just how much damage there was. He's also asking lawmakers to include that money in a short-term bill to fund the government. That bill has to pass before the end of the month to avoid a government shutdown. And while touring the damage and meeting with local officials today, President Biden said something has to be done about climate change because we don't have any time left to delay. Let's watch.
Every part of the country is getting hit by extreme weather. And we're now living in real time what the country's going to look like. And if we don't do something, we can't turn it back very much, but we can prevent it from getting worse. And so we're all in this together, and we've got to make sure that we don't leave any community behind. And it's all across the country.
Now, President Biden is also pushing for billions of dollars for climate resiliency in his infrastructure package and in the reconciliation package that he is working on with Democrats. We have heard him today especially talk about the infrastructure package, so you can expect more of that as he gets ready to speak here any moment now, Shauna.
And just, we know another important issue for the Biden administration, for a number of members in Congress, is the fact that those enhanced unemployment benefits, they expired over the weekend. Of course, that puts millions of Americans who have been receiving them over the past year and a half, they no longer are getting those into their bank accounts. I guess, what's next for these millions of workers, and what's the impact or the expected impact to the jobs market going to be?
Yeah, 7.5 million people were expected to lose all of their benefits, and even more could lose some, because you're seeing that extra $300 weekly boost go away, the program for gig workers or people who aren't traditionally eligible, you're seeing that go away, and another program that allowed people to continue to get aid even after they exhausted their state's benefits. So now that is all gone. We have heard from progressives and from activists saying that it is not the time to cut those benefits, but the White House had made the case that economic conditions in each state varied. So the administration said that states could use previous stimulus money to continue paying the extra unemployment. But so far, we haven't seen states do that. Senator Ron Wyden, who's the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, said this is the wrong time to cut these benefits. And he did say that going forward, we need to look at long-term unemployment reform. He says that's going to be a priority for Democrats in the upcoming jobs package.
All right, Jess Smith, thanks so much for breaking that down for us.